Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, yesterday I think you might have come up with potentially one of the funniest ideas of all time.
Now, well, I mean, we enjoy it.
The fact that we're talking about it on air means that this could get caught.
Yeah.
But I love this.
But
I love this.
I love, like, running the gauntlet with that. Because it means that everyone else is in on the joke.
Feels like a heist.
Yes.
In some sense. Because we are looking to get something. We're not looking to steal. Like, yes, we are looking to steal something. Yeah. But it's a crown. Like a digital crown more than anything.
Last year, around this time,
yeah.
You submitted me as a joke
yeah.
for the Geelong's cutest baby.
Cutest baby. 2024.
But what you did was a bit of a joke entry. You know,
Everything in the physical entry that I wrote
was
not a word of lie. It was like, yeah. She cries a lot. She's a lot of work. I feel like my life's changed since she came into it. Like, you know, all those kind
yeah.
of things.
But you did submit a picture of me as a 27-year-old.
Yeah, vomiting.
Yes.
So my bad.
This year, let's take it one step further because last year, obviously, they didn't put me in the finalists.
Somehow.
But I feel like they kind of just put every baby in.
There was a lot.
I don't think they, like, at all filter out any babies unless they filter out humans.
Yesterday, this was your idea.
My idea was we go undercover. We submit an AI-generated photo of me as a baby.
Because we found a whole bunch of your baby photos, but they all look like they're from the 90s.
Yes. Because
that's when you were born.
So we're going to take a photo of me, run it through ChatGPT, turn me into a baby.
Yeah.
Submit it to the Geelong Cutest Baby.
And again, not lie in the thing. Nope. Like, everything can be
true. It'll be under Jessica Kazi. We will put all of my details. And hopefully, when the Cutest Baby Awards come out,
the nominations,
you will see my AI-generated photo in the list.
And then you can vote for Jess to become Geelong's Cutest Baby for 2025.
Our goal is to get me to be the winner.
Yeah. I mean, I think just getting to that next step of where you can get voted for
Hilarious.
Is huge. Where are we at? So I know you've been like using your AI processes. It sounds like you've taken down a forest in Siberia.
I may have because ChatGPT keeps telling me that it's processing the image, but it hasn't. And so I've started working with Meta AI. That's also not working. I may have to work on Copilot tonight.
Is that another AI thing?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I will find you an image.
Environmentally, this sounds excellent.
Lord knows how much water I've wasted.
Okay. I'm...
But like, worth it.
I just can't stress how on board I am
yeah.
with this.
Yeah.
I think it'd be so funny if you got through. We really need to... I need to, like, sit down. Because last year I was really happy with, like, the bio or, like, the however many words you get to describe that your baby and why you think it's so cute.
Yeah.
I really need to knuckle down and make
how
sure we
amazing
get that right.
If I end up winning the year before I can submit my son next year.
Yeah, because you're 18 weeks pregnant now? So this is...
And imagine, I already know he's Geelong's cutest baby.
Would there be a scenario where in the first time of history, a mother and son win it in consecutive years?
This could be incredible.
It'd be impossible, but it's a heist. So we are working on it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of work to do. We've still got some time to submit this.
If you know someone that works at the Geelong Addy, don't rat us out.
Well,
don't
I think we stopped saying where it's at.
Okay.
Because, we don't want whistleblowers. Keep your whistles firmly out of your mouth. Put it back in your pocket. This is a bit of fun. I think it's a social experiment.
Yes.
So if anything, if you tattle on us, firstly, not nice.
Yeah. Rude.
Rude. What? Allergic to fun? Achoo! That's you. Don't be allergic to fun. Let's just see how this goes. The fact that we're talking about this, we're trusting you with not ratting us out.
Yeah.
And we don't want to tarnish our relationship.
Of course.
With that said brand.
Of course.
So, we need this
harmless
to happen.
Harmless fun.
It's harmless. I'm not getting hurt, are you?
Not me.
100% of people surveyed are totally fine with it.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Jess, I've asked Ava to stick around. Going to run a hypothetical. So, Ava, thank you very much. What I'm going to get you to do is, I'll say what it is, and then I want you to give the pros and cons of the two answers that you have. Okay. Who do you think out of Jess and myself would be a better boss? Say you worked for, directly worked for us, whether it's an assistant, whether it was just a role under us, but like, either I or Jess was your direct and only boss, who do you think would be better? There is a correct answer.
Is there?
I don't know if you get to be the person who makes that call. I think...
Start with Jess, go pros and cons.
Jess would make me feel like a really valued member of the team.
Oh my God, that's so lovely.
Jess would make everybody feel included. I'm trying to think of cons. Maybe this aren't
it. have you
the aircon on in the office? Too cold.
That's true. I am running hot at the moment.
Have you ever been on Jess's bad side?
I hope not.
You'd
no.
know.
So yeah, that means... if you don't know, that means no. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe she would not be very good at hiding when somebody's on her bad side.
Okay. Right.
Sometimes I come home from work and I'll talk to my husband and he'll be like, can you switch out of radio mode for a second, please? You're yelling at me.
Oh. Well, I don't want Jess to yell at me.
Neither do I.
Tim, I think you would be perhaps, I think it would all be streamlined. You know, there'd be a system. Things would be organized.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd give me the same level of appreciation that Jess would. I think I could just do my job as I'm meant to and you'd probably call me weird. Mm. And then...
Well, that's not...
I feel like there's no micromanagement with Tim.
Yeah.
It's just management.
Yeah. But like,
I guess it depends on the type of manager that or boss that you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you'll like when you say about how you'll feel appreciated. Yeah. I think Jess will confuse you with like cuddles and hi, how you going, babe? Oh my God, slay all day, you're doing such a great job. But then she won't respect you. Whereas I'll be like, great job, Ava, but I will respect you. You know?
Why do you think Jess doesn't respect me?
I know her pretty well.
I actually had a friend of mine started a new job recently and she put me down as a reference and the new job called me. They're like, hey, we're going to hire this person. Tell us a little bit about them. What kind of management style do they like? I'm like, I don't know. I've never worked with this
You're like,
person.
Why'd you put me as a reference? Terrible idea.
I'm a personal reference. She's a great gal.
I guess it is subjective to you of like who you would prefer your boss to be. But I guess in the same question when I say who would be a better boss, who do you think you would thrive better under to qualify it?
Am I still a journalist? Like, what's the role?
I don't know.
Is this just like in a cafe somewhere?
Oh, if she's still a journalist, you're out immediately.
Oh, well, just because you have a degree. I think I use your degree more than you do for journalism, Jess. So,
Are you asking me for a definitive
Why this here? Hypothetical? Where has this come from?
I have no idea. I was thinking about the other day because you and I have never had anyone answer to us. And I was like, I was looking at
Ava. We had a producer for a bit that we called our employee.
Yeah, I know. But Ava looks like she needs someone to take her under her wing. And I'm like, there's four wings on these two birds.
Are you guys my new mentors?
No. You have to pick one of who you think would be your better boss.
Well, I think Jess would want to be my boss more than you would.
Mm.
But are you the right answer in your own head? Because if you're down to like give me some guidance for my career, guys, then go for it.
Yeah, I don't think either of us are qualified for that. Just saying.
I don't think Jess wants the responsibility to be someone's boss. That's all. That's my last
thought. I can barely be my own boss at the moment.
I think Tim's saying someone needs to help me and he is trying to find an in to be like, Ava, you're doing
Ava
really poorly
like
at your job.
Four bosses. Why are you saying this?
So it's yes. So it's a yes to me. It's a yes
she
to me.
She doesn't need either of us.
That's it.
Great work, Tim.
Thank you.
That was
excellent.
So sincere.
I only needed 5 minutes to get that gratification. That was excellent. Very, very fast.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, last night was a bit of a practice round for me and my husband. We came over to your place to look after little Jack, your son, before he went to bed.
Yeah.
And then our task was to put him to bed and make sure he was asleep.
Now, this is your second time helping out, doing some babysitting. So the first time he was asleep.
He was asleep already.
The entire time?
Yep.
Second time was, all right, we're going to extend the amount of time and like the care.
Yeah.
And I think there was a 20-minute window.
20-minute window.
We had to leave. So I was like between 6:40 and 7. It was like, play with him, read him a book, put him to bed.
You were walking out the door and you said, Jack, one more play. Yeah. And then you're going to listen to Jess and Akshay.
Yeah. I told you all the things to look out for, like, because one more doesn't mean one more.
Nope.
I was like, don't let him know that you'll fall for those things because he will take advantage of that like a almost two-year-old would do.
And your child broke me last night.
He broke you, mate.
He broke me, too.
He didn't seem broken when we got home.
I mean, once you got home, I would, like, recovered because I...
Well, like, for anyone that's not... familiar with babysitting. And I was the exact same before I'd like done a little bit of looking after our nephew and then before becoming a father myself. It's all just like you just want to like you're like, what happens if this happens? What happens if that happens? And it's like I know I'm in it every day. So it's like, yeah, just It is what it is. But.
Well, so we didn't want to, like, you know, let him down. And he was having so much fun playing. And so my husband was, like, you know, like wrestling him. And they were, like, throwing things around. And as we, you know, got...
I know my wife left you some notes of, like...
She did.
...what to do. And I know it started with gentle, quiet play. Yeah. So.
It did.
But I disagree. I think the rough stuff is...
He was loving it. It's great. As soon as he was like getting excited, my husband was like, we're on here. I know what I'm doing here. And so I thought I was going to be the confident one going into this because Akshay is very petrified when it comes to like other people's kits.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was like, it got to 6:50 and the instructions said 6:50, start bedtime.
Yeah.
We're like, okay. So I said, Jack, we're going to go read a story now. Do you want to read this book or do you want to read this book? And he went... No. And I was like, oh my God, it's beginning. Yeah. And so I just started, you know, offering him lots of things. And like, Akshay was like, don't negotiate with him. He doesn't know what you're saying. Like,
he kind of knows. And I think as well, he's like, well, mum and dad aren't here.
Yeah.
What's going on? I want to play. I don't want to go.
That's what
bed.
He kept saying. He kept saying, play. So he ran out into the room and Akshay was like, well, we're going to read a book. So. See you in there. And so all of a sudden it was like he was missing out. So he kept coming in, reading a little bit of the book. And I said, do you want Akshay to read or do you want Jess to read? And he was like, I want Dada. And I was like, oh no, that's not an option, kid.
I mean, I would love for him to say that to me when I'm actually there. Because normally it's mum's going to read the book, but that's fine.
So it was about 15 minutes of back and forth of trying to get him to sit down to read a book, him playing.
I did not know this.
With more toys. And then crying when we told him he had to read the book.
Yeah.
And so I looked at Akshay and I was like, go get the instructions. And he was like, okay. So Akshay walks out and all of a sudden our dinner arrived. And Akshay's like, I'll be back in a second. I was like, please don't leave me. I full had a meltdown, Tim. I don't know where it came from. I don't know whether it's the hormones. Like I could not cope. And Akshay, my husband, so, so calm through this whole thing. At one point he just went, right, Jack. We're getting into the sleeping bag and Jack was like crying, hysterically crying. And so we picked him up. We put him in the sleeping bag. He's like, he was fighting it with his words, but he was like dressing himself.
Yeah, he knows what's up. He knows what's up. Because he just wanted to play, but he was like, I'm absolutely
And we
cooked.
Put him in the cot and I walked out of the room and Akshay, you know, put everything, turned the lights off and walked out with me and he's like crying and I called you.
Oh, was that you called me as soon as you'd shut the door?
Yeah, and I
assumed,
like,
it had been a while.
I was like, Tim, he's crying. Is this okay? And you're like, yeah, he's fine.
Well, I could hear the type. I know it makes me sound like a madman. That you're just like, yeah, he's crying. He's fine. But I could hear the type of crying that he was doing. And it was like more of like a, I want to play. I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm annoyed.
He self-settled. He said himself, like 5 minutes later, he was out like a light. He was so tired.
It's the last hurrah.
And on the way home from your place after we'd, you know, you guys had gotten home, we were driving home and my husband turned to me. He was like, you know what? I think if that's the worst a toddler can throw at us, we got this. And I was like, the confidence you found in one night is like, I'm a genius at putting kids to bed. And I was like, all right. I fear that you've got too much confidence all of a sudden.
Can I just flag something? If you think that's the worst thing that can happen.
I don't think that's the worst.
That was a pretty breezy night.
That's exactly what I tried to tell him. And I was like, maybe I'm the fun parent. Like, he's the disciplinarian and I'm the fun one. I always thought it was going to be the other way around.
No, that's the trick. That's what you always think, that you think there's a fun parent and like a stern one. No, you just take it. Just turn the hat swaps.
There'll be
time because you've got to be both.
Yeah.
At certain times. So
now I've decided I'm just going to be the fun one. That's my role from now on.
I mean, when I think of you working with you, I think of fun. So it's pretty on brand. This is Tim and Jess. This weekend's a big weekend for you. You're going to be officiating your first wedding as a marriage celebrant.
Yes.
I am so excited for you, but I am also terrified for you. So I'm going to do you a favor, okay?
Okay.
Because this is your first one. You're lucky that it's a friend whose wedding you'll be doing this for. But I wanted to do like a quick quiz.
Oh, no.
To make sure you're ready. Because tomorrow you're not going to be here because you're going to be prepping, getting everything ready for
We are having our rehearsal tomorrow, yes.
Okay, so I've got a couple of questions, multiple choice. just feel free. Like,
this could be really bad for me.
These are all things that you need to know.
Okay.
To make sure that you can legally wed somebody this week.
Yes.
All right. Have you checked the legal requirements to officiate a wedding in the place where the ceremony will happen? A, yes, and I'm registered and ordained as required. B, I'm not sure what's required. Or C, no, but I'll probably Google it later.
I'm going to go with A, please, Timmy.
You are going to go with A, and that's correct. Congratulations. Yeah. I want to talk about marriage licenses. What's your responsibility when it comes to the couple's marriage license? Is it A, I bring it, I sign it, and I keep it forever like a trophy? B, make sure it's filled out and returned to the right office? Or C, that's on the couple. I'm just here to say nice things.
Well, I would hope B. Are we preparing all the paperwork?
Yeah. So, yeah, you will.
They're the ones who have to just show up and look pretty.
Yeah. let's talk about the ceremony. Which of the following is not a typical part of a wedding ceremony?
Okay.
Is it A, the exchange of vows? B, the declaration of intent? C, a tax document signing? And D, the pronouncement? Saying, like, I now pronounce you so-and-so.
Sure, sure. I mean, there is only, like, a couple of legal requirements, but I'm going to go with C, please.
Tax documents?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. You can do your taxes wherever, but you don't have to do your taxes
true.
There.
Yeah, that is not one of the paperwork forms that I will have them sign.
All right, let's see if you talk the talk. Mm-hmm. How ready are you to stand up, speak clearly, and lead the ceremony? Is it A, I've practiced, feel good about speaking in front of people? B, I'm okay, might practice in front of my cat a few more times? Or C, help, help!
I actually was saying to a friend yesterday, I'm feeling a little bit nervous about it. And she was like, babe, if your PA system cuts out, people will still be able to hear you.
You're very loud, yeah. So, yeah. It's just you practice and you feel good.
Yeah.
Last one. Have you talked with the couple about what they want in their ceremony? Is your answer A, yes, I know their story and the vibe they're going for. B, we've chatted a little. Or C, no, I was just going to wing it with Shakespeare quote and hope for the best.
I feel like that would be really fun and see, but no, it is A. We've had multiple meetings. That's what I do. So
right.
I'm very excited.
I've actually got a grid here of like, so if you got 1 to 2, you've got some time to work. So you didn't get that. If you answered somewhere from the 3 to 4, almost there, a little prep and you'll be ready to love up very soon. But you got 5 out of 5. You are ready to marry, folks. You're ready to make it unforgettable. There you go, Jess. So best of luck.
Thank you, buddy.
Just remember, if you doubt yourself, ChatGPT says legally you're allowed to marry someone.
Did you just get ChatGPT to make that whole quiz?
Yeah, I didn't want to write it all out. Your job's to do the writing, not me.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.